People for Animal Welfare and Safety, or PAWS of Nome, has been hard at work for the past few weeks with limited veterinary care in Nome and a large number of animals around town. They've been providing extra services to four-legged members of our community. Alyssa Wolf with PAWS says the organization has a few new members, and with temperatures cooling down, their most recent project was delivering wooden houses and straw to dogs in town that might not otherwise have shelter. But Wolf says they have other projects throughout the year as well.
We did a dog walking program this summer, and we walked several of the dogs around town that normally don't get off their chains, and they just loved it. They were so happy to be able to get off and walk.
Wolf says it's unhealthy and dangerous for dogs to be chained up for too long without getting exercise. They can become aggressive because of inactivity, and that causes their mental health to deteriorate. Wolf recommends regular exercise for safety and for health.
Even twice a week, take your dog off and run them or walk them. That helps.
Wolf says PAWS would like to get animal control officers in Nome and change some city animal ordinances that they feel are too broad, such as what proper animal shelter looks like and how often animals should be fed. And PAWS is involved in a lot more than just general animal care. They've also been acting to address the medical needs of pets in the community, partnering with organizations like Alaska Rural Veterinary Outreach or ARVO. On request, ARVO can visit to host spay and neuter clinics or provide veterinary care on a temporary basis. Wolf says Everett's Air Cargo has a useful program where you can fly your dog round trip to Anchorage for $50 if you need to visit an animal hospital. She doesn't think many people know about the program. She says it's been utilized in emergencies. PAWS is hoping to help with other vaccinations with a clinic this winter. That's where you can get your pet license and a number of necessary shots.
So generally, the first parvo vaccine, or it's also called a 5-in-1, one shot, it has this temper, hepatitis, leptospirosis, and parvovirus, and parainfluenza. That's the 5-in-1 shot. And it's generally the first vaccine is given at 68 weeks of age.
In addition to shots, Wolf says it's incredibly important to spay or neuter your pet. And if you don't, dogs can get pyometra, which is fatal for female dogs and can cause cancer in some male dogs.
I think people don't understand that their dog can get very sick from not being spayed or neutered. Also, the population, there are so many animals, unwanted animals within the United States. You know, breeding is not something that needs to be done, considering that there are litters of puppies just being killed because they don't have room and resources to take care of them.
Wolf says PAWS is planning a spay and neuter clinic in Nome in the coming spring.